Med Beis. We read in the Mishnah and the Flametesim at Aleph three halachas that Rabbi Yehuda had said. Halacha number one, in three cases Rabbi Yehuda states his opinion that the 2 days Rosh Hashanah are a sveika de yoime, and there's a halacha of shtei kedushas. Doesn't have a halacha like a yoime arichta. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, one is permitted to make an Erev lemizrach for 1 day, for Meirev the other day. It's two kedushas. A second halacha, Rabbi Yehuda said, that a person is permitted to, if he has a kalkola shel tevel, and he wants to be mafrish trume, so he can make it that on the second day, he'll be permitted to eat the chulin, by being mafrish the tevel on a tnai. On the first day he says if today is chayil, so this should be trume. On the second day he says if yesterday was yontav and today is chayil, this should be trume, and he's permitted to eat it. Then he also said a halacha that abeya shenel da barishin teichel b'sheni, because again it is two kedushas, it's a sveika de yoime, so memela the second day it is mutter. Ba'oid Omar Rab Yehuda. So the Gemara said we need all these cases, even though there's a common denominator between all these cases, that the tzad is that it's shtei kedushas and it's a sveika de yoime. I need all three cases. The Ashmina Reisha. Baha Kama Rab Yehuda Mishum Dlei Ka'ovid Midi. He didn't do anything in Yontif. The Erevin were set up Erev Yontif for both days. So since he's not doing anything in Yontif, and since mathematically it stims because either today's Rosh Hashanah or tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, so Mamela, so there Rabbi Yehuda was mad. Aval kalkola de merze kemisaken tivle eim amoyde lehula rabona. But by kalkola, he's doing already something in Yontif. So even though it's also going with a mathematical cheshbon, today is choyl, so then I'm making a tum. Today is not choyl, so I'm not doing anything. But already there, he's doing actions in Yontif. Vinishtvi, after the second day Yontif, he's permitted to eat this kalkola that which was tevel now because of what he did in these 2 days Yontif. He was matter the kalkola, the merzik and misak and tivla. Here it looks like in Yontif he's being misak and the tevel. Eimem moidu l'rabbonon that it should be also. So therefore he had to tell us the chiddush of kalkola. V'iyash mi'inon hanitarti. If Rabbi Yehuda would tell us only these two cases, mishum deleke lemigzer alayu, because the issa by these, it doesn't involve a gzeira of an issa di eraisa. Avu beye de ike lemigzer bo mishum peres hanoishrin, mishum mashkin shezovu eima moidu lula rabonon tzriche. Let us see Rashi. U tzriche le Rab Yehuda la ruyei. Rabbi Yehuda had to teach us the base kedushas heim bahanach tlas mili. In all these three cases, I can go meikar adin that these are trei kedushas linyan erev bechalkola ubeyim. Hochi garsinin avol kalkola demerzik emesak and tivla im aloy. Beya, what would be the havamina by beya? Shenilda beyontev itzel bechlal gzeres peres hanoish. One man the Yomo says in Meseches Bey, why did they ask the rabbeya shenilda beyontev? Because it is similar to peres hanoish. Now why, just like a peire falls off from a tree in Shabbos or in Yontev, it is also to eat. And why is that also to eat? Shegozru aleyem Shema Yala V'yitloish. So everything that falls into the category of Peiris falls into this Gzeire. So Memela they said, Abeya is similar to a Peiris Hanoishrim, and that Chazal Asa to eat. So the time of the Iser is because Gzeire Shema Yala V'yitloish. That means we're playing here, the Sibah of this Iser is because we're afraid he might be over on Isser D'Araisa. So this is, the Isser Achila is, we're afraid, we're going to say he might be over on Isser D'Araisa. V'yesha Oisrim b'chlal mashkin shezovu minanovim. Others say that the reason Abaye Shenelda b'Shabbos or b'Yontav is also because it is similar, just like if Mashkin run out or seep out from Oichlim, so Chazal Asad Gzeire Mishim Shema Yischoit, so that what the Bayer rolls out from the town of Geulis, this is similar to Mashkin Shezovu, comes out by itself. Is Memele, so they were geyser. Is Memele, again, Mashkin Shezovu is also because of a gzeire. That means if you'll be matarit, ba'achile, so you might come to be seichet. Ba'ach plukta b'shmaite kamayse debay. Now, just the Ivra of the Gemara, perhaps by the end of the sugya we'll get a little smarter, but, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, since Abaye is also Alts Peiris HaNoishrim, so Mamela, I would think, here you don't make a mathematical cheshbon. Since Peiris HaNoishrim are also Alts Gzeire, and Abaye is also Alts Peiris HaNoishrim, so I would think you don't make a mathematical cheshbon, and Peiris HaNoishrim, So let us ask ourselves, what is the din by Peiris HaNoishrim alone? Let's not talk about Beyer. What is the din by Peiris HaNoishrim? By Sveike de Yoime, Peiris HaNoishrim, what is the din? It falls down the first day. So what is the din the second day? So the Mrei Misota says there are two Mahalchim. Later we'll find the Machlekes Rashi in the Bahag. There are two Mahalchim. There's one Mahalach that Peiris HaNoishrim ataka osa by Sveike de Yoime. Taka osa also Sveike de Yoime. So Mamela is very geschmack the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying, so I would think since Bay is also als Peiris HaNoishrim, and Peiris HaNoishrim Take are also by a Sveike de Yoime. So I would think a Bay is also also als Sveike de Yoime, Kamash Malon, that here they were makel by Bay, by a Sveike de Yoime. The second Mahalach is that the Kamash Malon does Gufa, that Peiris, that here Gufa is telling us the Aloche, that Peiris HaNoishrim is also not also by Sveike de Yoime. That's Guf is the Chiddush over here. That'd be a mokim to think. Since it is also also Gzeire, so I would think it should be also Afilu by a Sveike de Yoime also. It's Kamash Malon, Peiris HaNoishrim, Buad in Beye, that they did not also. If we have a mathematical cheshbin, that it should be Mutter, they were Mutter. Rabbi Kevega asks Akasha, but there are other timing why Abaye is also beyond the Valtz Neulet, Valtz Tarabon and Dike Cheshbeinis. So, Bekevege Mutschitzich, so what will be the Tzriches of that? According to the Tam of Peiris HaNoishrim, so Faket is a Sfora, it's more Chomo than these other Inyonim. Valtz the Tam of Mukze, in Neulet, Bekevege Mutschitzich, what would be the Havamina that you should be Machmer by Beye Shanel de Bezeh, that it should not be Mutter Bozeh? Let us go further. Tanya. Keitzad Omar Rab Yehuda Masna Odom Ala Kalkola Biyontev Rishin Ve'oichlo B'Sheini. What do you do according to Rab Yehuda if you have a Kalkola Shel Tevel? What do you do to be Matarit? So the Ibrais explains. Hoyu Lefonov Shtei Kalkola Shel Tevel. He had in front of him two Kalkolis of Tevel. Oima. So he says like this. The first day Rosh Hashanah he says as follows. Im hayoim choyl, if today is choyl, ulamocha kodesh, tehei zu, trumal zu. So this should be truma on this one. Vim hayoim kodesh, ulamocha choyl, if today is kodesh, ulamocha choyl, ein bedvorai klu. So I have no intentions of making truma today. It would seem that the Gemara holds you have to make a tnai kofel with all hilchas tnoyim and hein koydem lalav. Svasemis is medaitis from the Gemara. It's also not poshet. Rabbi Yehuda, of all people, holds you don't need a tnai kofel. about kaponim, we start off with that. What am I making today? Today I'm making. If today is chayil, I'm making it truma. If today is kodesh, I'm not doing anything. Bekayre oleh Hashem u'meinicha, and is kayre Hashem u'meinicha. This is also very unclear. What is we meisif? He said before im hayoyim chayil. Tehezu truma alzu. So he said, this should be truma on this. So what is now the new halacha v'koyre ole Hashem? Lam neichet v'is. Olamacha hu aimer. The next day, Yom Tif, the second day Rosh Hashanah, im, he says as follows, im hayoyim choyl, tehezu, the same one that he was miyachid yesterday, zu truma alzu, v'im hayoyim koydish, im bedvorai klum, yesterday we had mentioned the Ha'or of the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes asks, how could Rabbi Yehuda be matel lechatchile to be make this afrosh in Yontif? You're going to lose the bracha because you don't have any day which to make the bracha. Each day you're making a sofek afrosh, so lemaise you can't make a bracha. And the Mishnah says, Orem lo yitroim, that you're not allowed to be toirim if you're going to make a hafroshe without a broche, if you're going to be mafsed the broche. Lulei de mistafine, I thought perhaps we can say a teretz on the Tzvas Emes's kashe. There's a teisvis in Yevomis, Taf Tzadikim Lomet Beis, that says as follows. Without, don't have to go into the sugya, but Taisvis says as follows. Two moiridika halachas. Halacha number one, Taisvis says that, lahafrish shaloi mina mukif is a iso diereise. That means that there's a chiyav mina teire to be mafrish mina mukif. That means that the truma has to be next to the chulam. If I'll have truma in one city and then I'll have two bundles of tefuah, one in one city and one in another city, and I'll say that should be truma on this, even though the truma is chal, but there's an issa deraisa. One is mechuyev to be mafresh min hamukif. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, Taisvah says pshat in the sugya there, we learn out from a posik that lekovid oinik Shabbos, one is permitted to be mafresh shaloi min hamukif, and Taisvah explains the posik as follows. That, let us say, for practical purposes, let's say he had 10 apples here. He had 10 apples in front of him. And he has, in a different city, he has 20 apples. So he says, the 20 apples, which are in the different city, should be trume, maisa, whatever it is, the amount, on these 10 apples. He should be allowed to eat these 10 apples. Verrektach toisvis. Why do you have to go to the next city and be over shalomi namukif, take from these 10 apples, you'll make one truma and one and mice, you'll make the cheshbonus. Why do you have to be umata nisa deraisa? So Taisvah says he needs 10 apples for inik Shabbos. I mean, that's how much he needs. Now, if you're going to be mafresh min amukif over here, so he won't have an inik Shabbos. So mameles, we learn out from a posik that they were mata lahafresh shalomi namukif of inik Shabbos. So if there is such a musik that letzayrich einik Shabbos, they were matter an iser di eraise, I mean, this person, it's very interesting, it says in the bereise, v'koire oleho shein v'oichlo. Now what is he telling me v'oichlo? That's the only heter. The Mechaber says, in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah, oichlim v'shoysim usmeichim b'Rosh Hashanah. There's a mitzvah. Achille, Rishtir, and Simcha. Mr. Brewer brings down, there's a mitzvah of a Samachta Bechagech on Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is called Achak, Bakesel Leyoim Chageinu. So Mamela Rosh Hashanah is called Achak. Nechemyit says, Ichlo Mashmani, Meshusum Antakim, Baal Teyotzvu. So there's an Inyan of Achille, and Shtir, and Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. So could be, if he had Tevel, And he wants to eat this on Yom Tov. He wants to eat it on Kaponim the second day Yom Tov. So Einach Enami, he's losing the broch 100%. The Hotach Nishkan Eitze. But here he's permitted the Kedei to be able to be Mekayim the Oichlim V'Shoisim. So just like you're permitted to do anisa de araisa of shalomin amukif mishumainik Shabbos, so could be to make hafroshe without a broche, which is anisa de rabbonon, it's also permitted letzayrech simchas chayish shana. Let us see Rashi, zot Rashi. Vekayre ole Hashem b'tnai kemoyshe yamarno. The one that yesterday had made so that's good. Because we had before, Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas. So he had it's a Kedusha Achas, Shema Yavayu Eidim in a Mincha Lamayla, Zayim Kodesh, Lamocha Kodesh, so there's an Indian of a Yayim Arichtem, so Memela Rabbi Yossi Yossi. So this din is Poshet, because we're speaking about Rosh Hashanah. But now it says the second. Bechein hoya Rabbi Yosi oisa b'shnei yomim toivim shel Golias. Rabbi Yosi also asked b'shnei yomim toivim shel Golias. Now this is already a big chiddush. Shnei yomim toivim shel Golias is attack a real sveik at the yomim. There is no yom arichte. Rosh Hashanah we have the yom arichte. Shem yivoy edim and amin chalamaylo. Hayom kodesh lamocha kodesh. This already is a big chiddush. Zok Rashi. Kegoin beis yomim shel Pesach v'atzeres v'sukkos shatayra omra yom echad shabbosay. Only one day is yom. Ubegoyla oisin shnei yomim. Why? Bnei sherechoyke mi bezn. Ve'en yoidim im hukvu tishrei v'nissen b'yoyim shloishim oi b'yoyim lamedala. Va'af al gav frekt achashi gut. So they don't know which day is yom. The mishum sofik. It's Avav Agav the Mishum Sofik, even though each day is also B'Meloch Al Sofik, V'Chad Minayu Chayil, but Al Picheshbin Ben mathematically one is Chayil. For Lohochi Machmur Bo Rabbi Yosi. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi was Machmur Afilu by Shnei Yonim Tovim Shel Golias. V'Hanach the Rosh Hashanah LeKoruluhu Shel Golias. This is not called Rosh Hashanah Shel Golias. V'Nei Shabir Shalayim Pomim Yenasim Beis Yomim. Rosh Hashanah Shel Golias is Amin Chalamayla. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golias is the other Yomim Tovim which will only exist in Golias, which never will exist in Eretz Yisrael. So the Vayel Homir Amemre from Rav Yosi, which is difficult to understand. I make have no idea why it is like that, but it was Machmen. Ha hu bar tavye. There was a tzvi. Ha hu bar tavye the osa lebei reish geluse that was brought to the reish geluse. The itzid beyond the vrishin shel Golias. It was captured the first day yontif. Ve'ishtachet b'yontav sheni, and it was geshocht in the second day yontav. Rav Nachman ve'Rav Chizda ochloi. Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda ate it. Rav Sheishes loy ochel. Rav Sheishes did not eat. Let us see Rashi. Bar Tavye Tzvi, de'itzit b'yontav rishin shel Golias, val yedei nochem. Goyim captured it. Rav Nachman ve'Rav Chizda ochloi. They made a mathematical cheshbon. Yes, mail choil. If yesterday was choil, hare muta. Some mailer, so it was nitzid in choil. The yes, mail koidish, hare hayoim choil. Aye, ilamaisa, it was nitzid in yontif, and we'll see, one is not permitted to derive benefit from a malacha that was done in yontif. We waited already. We'll see Rashi later what the shir is. We waited. We have to wait the shir of Bechdei Sheyase, how long it takes to trap a tzvi. We waited that shir. So Mamela is fartik. So the avla that was done, that we shouldn't be considered being nene from Meleches Yontev, we waited. And then the Memela, and so now it's, that's a fellow, yes, it was a Yom Kodesh, and so we waited, but Yom Chil, we waited, so now it's permitted to eat. Lo yochal, mishum de kosova kdusha achasi. Tav sheish is held, shnei yomim toivim shel goyis is one kedusha. So one kedusha, so Memela, so kedusha achasi, you lost your mathematical cheshbon. It was nitzit today, so you're not allowed to eat it. It's one long day. Omar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, Badad Rav Nachman, that Rav Sheishis was not eating. My Avid Leila Rav Sheishis Le Ochel Bisre De Tavya. What can I do to Rav Sheishis? He's not eating the meat. Omar Le Rav Sheishis. So Rav Sheishis got the hint. So he told him, Veheche Eichel, how could I eat? The Tony Isi. Isi said over Baraisa from Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Yossi b'shnei yomim toivim shel goyis. The Rabbi Yossi holds that shnei yomim toivim shel goyis is also kedusha achas. So memele, how can I eat? For Omri lo, others said over the memory of Sheishis differently. Isi tani, Isi said v'chein hoye Rabbi Yossi oise shnei yomim toivim shel goyis and I should be mad. How can I do such a thing? Memele is that's why I'm not eating. Zok Rashi, the Tony Isi b'nechusa. That's the first loshen. V'omri lo Isi Tony b'loshen teime, kloime Isi Tony v'ano eichel. Okay, Rabbi Isi was machmi. Hold, you say kedusha achas. Apilu b'shnei yom toim shagol yis. Om arove, umay kushye. What's the kashi? You found that Rabbi Isi. Dilma hochi kama. You're not learning the correct pshat in Rabbi Isi. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yomim toivim shel Rosh Hashanah b'goylo. Not Rabbi Yossi oiser in Eretz Yisrael Rosh Hashanah. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yossi oiser b'shnei yomim toivim shel Goyis means b'goylo. In Chutz Loretz he also asked shnei yomim toivim shel Rosh Hashanah. Let's see, what is the chiddush of this? Let's see Rashi. Umay kush, dilma ha-seif nami ha-reish ha-shonekoi. Maybe the seif is also going on reish ha-shonek. So what is Rabbi Yossi Moise? We said it, we had before Rabbi Yossi Yassab, ochi kom. V'chein oi Rabbi Yossi Yossi b'reish ha-shonek b'goyla. What's the rebusa? Kol reish ha-shonek. Ko oise shoye oisem b'Yerushalayim k'sheboim eidem min ha-mincha l'mayla. That means as follows. That in Eretz Yisrael, k'shebo eidim in ha-mincha l'maylo, we had before machloikas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, does that make it kedusha achas, or doesn't it make it kedusha achas? Rabbi Yehuda said, even though it's noigim hayoyim kodesh ulamocha kodesh askecha deloyles alzuli bay, but doesn't make it kedusha achas. And Rabbi Yossi held no, that if bo eidim in ha-mincha l'maylo, so it's a yoyim ha-riche. So that's in Eretz Yisrael when this occurred. Fine. But in Chutz Loretz, when we are ignorant what is really happening in Eretz Yisrael, we really don't know if Adam came in Amincha L'mayla. That was a very rare occasion they should come in Amincha L'mayla. The Shnei Yomim Toivim Shal Rosh Hashanah were usually held because they didn't know which day was Rosh Hashanah, not because we're Chayish they bomb in Amincha L'mayla. So Memele, so that is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even in Goyla, in the Goyla, I also have to be Chash. That's also true. There's a Cheshbin, maybe it's a Sveik in the Yom. That's also true. But there's also another Cheshbin also. Maybe the Edom came in a Mincha L'mayla, and because of this Tzad Sofik, we have to give Rosh Hashanah the Chomer of Kedusha Achas. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi aser tzai in Eretz Yisrael and tzai in Chutz Loretz. That is pshat. That's what Rav Tainet with it. But he's not talking about Yontif Shel Goyis. Ko Yossi Shel Yossi in Bishlam Shebo Eidim in Amincha L'mayla. So in Chutz Loretz. So Chutz Loretz, even though they didn't know, he also was machmed as a din of Kedusha Achas because maybe Bo Eidim in Amincha L'mayla. Fragt die Gemara, that's a very nice pshat, but it's not meduyik in the lashon of Rabbi Yose. I hochi shel goliyis, yontiv shel goliyis, begoyla mi boyla. He should have said, begoyla. Let us see Rashi. Shel goliyis mashme bahani shein nasim shnayim elo begoyla. Yontiv sheini shel goliyis, shnayim min toivim shel goliyis, is vaistais, that only in golis they have the shnayim min toivim. That means all that means Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Begoyla could be speaking about Rosh Hashanah, but it says Shel Goliath. So Baisis Taki speaking about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. No, is the Chav Sheishes Yogerech? That's Vakert. Is the Rav Yosi that asked? So Memele, you have to be Machmen. Omar Rav Asi. No, we don't need to spoil them from this Rav Yosi. Umay kushe dilma hochikama. Vechein hoya Rabbi Yosi oise iser. Shne yomim toivim shel goliyois. Kishne yomim toivim shel roish hashone le rabbonon de shori. This is a moira dike doichik to kipshat. We'll see in Rashi why he said such a pshat, but let's just go back to the lashon of the Baraisa and see what Rav Asi said. Rav Asi loim pshat in the Baraisa as follows. Rav Yosi Oisa, that means Rav Yehuda said, Rosh Hashanah, you could be mafrish, tevel, on a tnai. Rav Yosi says, you cannot be mafrish, tevel, on a tnai. Why? Because it's a kedusha achas. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yosi oiser b'shnei yomim toivim shel goliyos, but just like the chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda was matter in Rosh Hashanah that you could make a tnai. That means the iser of Rosh Hashanah is only an iser if you can't get away with a tnai. But if you can get away with a tnai, so then the iser is not prevalent. So the chein hoye Rabbi Yosi oiser, the iser of Rabbi Yehuda in Rosh Hashanah. That means this is an iser that a tnai helps. He said, b'shnei yomim toivim shel goliyos. That's like the chachamim old in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, a tnai will be mutter. That's good for what Rabbi Yosi is saying. Let us see Rashi. Omar Ravasi, umay kushe dilma hai oise hochi koma. Vechainoy Rabbi Yosi oise iser. He made the iser shnayomim toivim shagol yiskal. He made the iser as kal ki iser shnayomim shalosh hashanah l'rabbonah. Like they make the iser. Like Rabbi Yehuda makes the iser of shnayomim shalosh hashanah l'rabbonah the pligi yolov. Va'omrin, they hold mutter, kidisan yilel, moidim chachomim l'rabbi lezer. That what? That they hold in Rosh Hashanah is a din of shtei kedushas. So memele, so this iser kal that the chachomim put on Rosh Hashanah, he holds, but in shnayom toivim shel goliyos, this iser kal applies. Umutev letrutzei hochi milse. Ay, what kind of right does Rav Asi have to say such a pshat? I mean, emikra yoytze midei pshute, how could he say such a pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Vuloinuki shabeshte be Rabbi Yosi. To make Rabbi Yosi should say a vagreiste zach. The kaim melon Rabbi Yosi nemuke imoi. Rabbi Yosi was a gewaldike bal mazber, gesucht a zach, glatte zachen. Vahai chumre boloi taimo, to say that shnei yom and taimim shall go is a kedusha achas, that's so wild, that's so not understandable. So Rav Asi said, remain the Rav Sheish is the shrekzich from Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi zicha meant something else. Yeah. Ashkechei Rav Sheish is l'rabbe bar Shmuel. That was al kaponim, that they ended, Rav Sheish is nishke gessen, zeim yo gegessen. At a later date, Rav Sheishes meets up with Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Omer lei toni mar midi bekedushes. Maybe you have a baraisa, a idea about kedushes, shtei kedushes, kedusha achas by yomtev. Maybe you have a psa memre. Omer lei tanina, yeah, I have. Moide Rabbi Yosi b'shnei yomim toivim shel goliyos. that Rabbi Yosi is moide b'shneyam im toivim shel goyis, that it's two kedushas. Take it the way they said. The way Rav Asi said, not the way Rav Sheshes had assumed that Rabbi Yosi is machmed that it's kedusha achas. He has enough in the bereise. Rabbi Yosi was mekel by shneyam im toivim shel goyis. Oh, Malay, so I told him, listen, you keep this underneath your belt. Don't be mefasim this baraisi. Meshkachas lohu, if you see Rav Nachman, and if you see Rav Nachman and Rav Chizde, loitayim lohu, you don't tell them anything about the baraisi. The bejainis, I'll have. The mal, meshemduchi gang at the yont of the kisuda, but don't tell them this. Zot Rashi. Tanina moide Rabbi Yosi b'shnei yomim toim shel goyis, the base kedusha say. Imashkachas lohu la Rav Nachman ve Rav Chizde loitayim lohu la hay milse. The mixer fili. So I'll be mebizaynis. I'll delay ochlis man. I didn't need it. So don't tell them about it. Oma Rav Ashi. Now the next Rashi, I'd want to skip over till we learned a little bit from the next sugya, then we'll understand Rashi a little better. Omar Ravashi, Lididi Omali Ameimer. Ravashi says this whole maisa with Rav Sheshes, that there was a shaila if it was nitzit b'yom rishon and nishchat b'yom sheni, if you're allowed to eat it, if you're not allowed to eat it, he heard the story a little differently. Ahu ba'pavye lab itzudi itzit. The problem wasn't because it was nitzit b'yom rishon. Because if that was the problem, Rav Sheshes would zicha b'mata b'yom sheni. There was no such story. It was a mathematical cheshbon. Elo michutz l'tchum also. The day that was brought to them, the chutz l'tchum. Man the ochel, so the shaila was, if you're allowed to eat it. It was brought, chutz l'tchum, man the ochel sova, habo b'shvil Yisroel, ze mutal Yisroel achet. So they held it was brought for the reish galusa. So my male, the reish galusa, they were not allowed to eat it. But they were allowed to eat it. It wasn't brought for them. O man, the lo yochel sova, kol da osi lebei reish galusa, whatever is brought to the reish galusa, adatid the kula rabona osi, the one, the guy who brought it, chmeni knew the reish galusa, tkepravet atish, he had rabona there. So my male was brought for all those who were saying, al the shulchan of the reish galusa. So that's why Rav Sheshes didn't want to eat it. A different story in Ganson. The reason he didn't want to eat it was because it came chutz l'tchum. Frek the Gemore, how could you say that was the story? Va'ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rabbi Bar Shmuel, va'omalei, and he told them that they shouldn't be mefarsim. We know Claude was such a maise. So he answered, le'hoyu dvorim me'olam. That maisa never occurred. This is nishke steigen, nishke fleugen. There wasn't such a maisa with Rabbi Bar Shmuel. The whole maisa was verkehrt. Rav Sheshes never held that itzit is also the second day. And the whole asik Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman was about a shayla of chutz l'tchum. Ahu lifte the osi l'mechuzah. Lifte is turnips. The Osila Machuza, which was brought to Machuza in Yontif. Nofak Rove, Chozye de Chmisha. So Rove went, inspected the lifter, and he saw that it was Komish, it was wilted, it wasn't fresh. So it wasn't cut in Yontif, it was cut out of Yontif. Shori Rove le Mizban Minek. So Rove was matter to purchase it in Yontif. Omar Hovadai me Esmail Nekro. The tzicha is not from today. It was from yesterday. So memela, so there's nothing wrong. My amrit. So what could be the shaila? Bichutz l'tchum osye. It came chutz l'tchum. It could be came chutz l'tchum today. So he said that's also no shaila. Habo b'shvil Yisrael ze mutal lecher li Yisrael acher. These goyim that brought the lifter, they didn't have a zinim for the Eden. There was a goyim in Mechuzah also. So Memela, so it was brought for Goyim. So Memela, so Yid is allowed to eat it. Even the Kachozi, the Chozi, the Kamavshi, Yomaisilu, Osalu. Then he saw it wasn't one guy bringing 25 turnips. There was a whole bunch of Goyim coming with truckloads of turnips. So he realized that they wanted to bring it for the Eden. So Memela, so then there's a Shaila of Al-Tchumim. So Memela, so he asked. Let us see Rashi. Al Mechutz L'Tchum Kosu Bay Bayim. Vashkechei Rav Sheshet Bay Bay Bayim. Amay Mishayla Yikidusha Acha Asay Beis Kedushes. It was a Shaila about Tchumim. So what is he asking him to do this Yontem? Tkamavshi Nochim Va'aisu Amahani Va'aida Daita Di Yisrael Mavshi Va'aisu Va'oslo. He says the Ribui Lifter was Zicha brought for the Yidin is Memela. So now there's a Shaila of Chutz L'Tchum. Zog the Gemara Va'aita. Hanu bnei ganone. Bnei ganone, Rashi says, koishrei kilois lachasanim. They used to prepare the kilois, this was the canopies for chasanim, v'noisnim shom hodos. The gozolohu ase biyontev sheni. And the some goyim cut for them hadasim biyontev sheni. Lo'ulte shori lohu ravine la'aruchi bei la'alta. Moitzoi yontev sheni ravine was matter, that means even though it was nikza mina mechuber in yontev. We had learned before that, Rashi had said before that if something was nitzit in yontev rishin, it's only mutter bechdei sheyase. Rashi said yontev sheni is after the bechdei sheyase, by day. But al kaponim de zicha adin of bechdei sheyase shaloi lahones mim leches yontev. And here, Ravine was mata la ruchi bei la alta. You don't have to wait. You're allowed to be mishtamish with it right away. So there's no din of bechdei sheyase over here, even though it was niktzar beyond. Oma leirove batachlifa la Ravine leisa lahumar. Even though you hold meikar adin, it is muta. You don't have to wait bechdei sheyase. Or mivnei she'enon b'nei teire. They're not b'nei teire. It's thus you can't tell them kulas, even though it's oiskahalten. You have pasa. Maskif lo rav shmaye taime deinim b'nei teire. You only have to ask it because they're not b'nei teire. Or b'nei teire, sorry. V'inam bechdei sheyase. What's that to say b'nei teire? There was an iser done with these hadasim, they were cut in yontiv, and one is not permitted to derive benefit from a malacha that was done in yontiv till bechdei sheyasu. Not of bnei teire. Ozle shaylu ale rove, omar lohu beine bechdei sheyasu. Rove take said that als frumkeit meiker adin, you need bechdei sheyasu. Zot Rashi, v'ishe einon bnei teire. But also the zulzule beyond tevsheni. That was the svare of Rav bar Tachlife. And then later the Rav Shmaya said, "But zulzule meikar adin, it is also bechdei sheyas." Now let us go back to Rashi. Psak. Here we have, even though Rashi is a meforish, but here Rashi decided to paskin halachas. Vishamina, Sarashi says, from this old, the sugya we learned, Mida Rav Nachman, Virav Chizde, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizde ate the tzvi that was nitzed the first day, they ate it the second day. Umida Rabbe Bar Shmuel, Rabbe Bar Shmuel said over from Rav Yossi also, that Rav Yossi is made of Mishnei Yom in Tovim Shel Goyis, that it's Shnei Kedushas. Umida Rav Sheshes the Hodabay. And Rav Sheshes was Chayzer. So we see all that it's Shnei Kedushas. Umida Rav the Omar b'Meseches Beye Meniach Odom Eiruvei Tavshilin Beiruvei Tanchumim Tchumim Miyontev Lechaveiroi, that a person is permitted to be Meniach Eiruvei Tchumim Miyontef lechaveiroi, with a tnai, Umasne. There, it's speaking about he wants to make it for Shabbos. You have 2 days, Yontif and Shabbos. So Mamela, he says, the first day Yontif, he says, if today's Choyl, I'm making this for Shabbos. If today's Yontif, I'm not making it for Shabbos, the Trum. And then the next day, he also says the same Tanai Fakert. If today's Choyl, I'm making it for Shabbos. So Mamela, so again, you see from over there, that Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis is Shnei Kedushas. Umiderav the Omar b'Meseches Beis b'Beis Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis Beis Shenil Da Boze Mutaras Baze v'Kavi Hilchas Kevosei. So Rashi just brought down that a multitude of Amiroim that hold that. Shnei yomim tovim shel goyis is shnei kedushas. And the reason why it's shnei kedushas because it's a sveika de yom, either hayom kodesh or mocha kodesh. So memeila zokt Rashi, so comes out the dover. Now Rashi saying the psak. So the dover hanitzut, something that was captured, oy hanilkat mina mechuber b'yom tov harishin shel goyis. Is mamtim la'erev b'chdei sheyasu, so you'll wait at night b'chdei sheyasu, u'muta. Why it should be muta? The mikulu, from all these amayroim I brought down, shaminon, the echad mehem chol, that they all hold, all these halachas, that one of the days of yontav sheh, one of the days of yontav is chol. The misaf kilon b'kedusha achas, if we have a tzad sofik, maybe it is a kedusha achas. Amai mishteri behu beye. So why is beye mutter? Beye shanil da boze, mutter is boze. If there's a tzad sofik, by yontif, by shnei yomim tovim shel goyis, if there's a tzad sofik, maybe it's a sofik, not, there's a tzad sofik, maybe it's kedusha achas. So why is the beye mutter? Ve'im mishum di beye isure de rabbonon hi, I'll say a beye is also mi de rabbonon. So memela, so it's like a sofik de rabbonon. Maybe it's kedushachas. It's a sofik. And beye is only a sofik de rabbonon. So memela, so we'll say sofik de rabbonon lohoku. Hola yishtere bishnei yomim toivim shal roi shashone. We see by Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah. This is also a machlokes if it's kedusha achas or shnei kedushas, or maybe in chutzlots it's a sofik shnei kedushas. V'afal piken it is also it's a sofik kedusha achas. V'afal piken it's also in Rosh Hashanah. So memele, so you see that they were machmer by beya when it is there's a tzad of its kedusha achas. So why is by Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis Mutter? Is a raya that Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Goyis, there's no tzad sofik that it's kedusha achas. Void kaim lo b'meseches beya the sveike the rabbonim medovish yesh le matirin osa. If the whole heter of a beya would be al sveike the rabbonim, maybe it's kedusha achas, maybe it's shnei kedushas. We have a klal adova sheyesh lematirim is osa. That means acher techlenu beisa techlenu beheta. Why should you be soimech on the din of sofik the rabbanon lohokol? Wait till tomorrow, and tomorrow you'll be able to eat it. Libe the kulam. Why should you have to go into a gamble of sofik the rabbanon lohokol if it's yesh lematirim lemocha? Va'oit, that's on the raya from Beye. But let's go to Agamor. We have Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda. And Rav Bar Shmuel and Rav Sheshes. Tzedis vi meloch adi reisi. Visharye. So memele, so therefore Rashi is machia la aloche. Ashnei yomim toivim shel goyis. Is nitzit bezeh, niktar bezeh. You wait b'chdei sheyasu. And then it's muta the second day out memonavshich. Ubalochis gdoilis osa. Ubalochis gdoilis asot. cases. The Baal Halachas Gedoilis, let's first figure out the Halacha. He asked something that was Nitzit, Yontav Rishon, he asked to use it Yontav Sheni. V'yalef Taimei, Midekove Rav Pope Hilchese. Now the Mekor of the Bahag Rashi says it's not from the Gemara in Eribin, but the Mekor of the Bahag is a Gemara in Beye. Rav Pope says in Beye, Hilchese, Nochi Shehevi Doiren Li Yisrael. If a Nochi brought a Doiren Li Yisrael, and there's a suffix, it's Minoi Nitzid, I mean, it could be they said that he was Tzadis today, is, so it is only Mutter Le'erev Bechdei Sheyasu. Umuki Dahai Le'erev, Le'erev Asurin Bechdei Sheyasu, Le'erev Shel Moitzoi Yontev Sheini Koma. The Lehevi Roi Lasois Koma. Now let us first understand the Ivra of the Bahag, and then later we'll come to the Lomdus of the Bahag. The Ivra of the Bahag was as follows. If Rav Pope was said, it is Osa Elo Bechdei Sheyasu, so he says Bechdei Sheyasu means, let's say it was Nitzit the first day. It was Nitzit the first day. So we can't eat it the first day. It was Nitzit. So he says, when does it become Mutter? Le'ere, in the evening, Bechdei Sheyasu. Do this malacha beheta, then you're permitted to do it. So the Bahag held, when am I permitted to do this malacha beheta? The second night, the night to the second day yontav, I'm allowed to do this malacha. Chas v'sholom. It's 2 days yontav. Bechdei sheyasu, he said, bepoyol, when you'll be permitted to do it. So when are you permitted to make tzedah? Moitzoi yontav sheini. So that is pshat the Gemara. Einei muter elo le'erev b'chdei sheyasu. So the le'erev does not mean the le'erev of Yom Tov Rishon, because that erev is not b'chdei sheyasu. You're not allowed to be tzod now. So Rashi went with Alondis. Theoretically, I'm allowed to, because if yesterday was Yom Tov, and that's why you need b'chdei sheyasu, so theoretically I'm allowed to. If a papel I'm not allowed to, so yesterday wasn't yontif, so there's no problem. So Rashi went with Lomdis, and Lomdis, it's Bechdei Sheyasu. The Bahag went Bepoyel. Bepoyel is this Asman Bechdei Sheyasu Zichanat. You can't make Tzayda now, so you have to wait till Meitzo Yontif. That's Shita Sabag. But Omar, let us see, Gevoit. So he says, pshat, le'erev asurim til birdei sheyasu. So he learned pshat, le'erev shal meitzo yontav sheini komal. The le'evi roi lasis komal. You need as man that it's roi lasis. Be'einai nire she'einekein. Zutrash, mir dachsech, that's na pshat nera popin be'ye. Elo kidisosam the oma le'erev stam. He says le'erev in the evening. So he be yomtav rishin eviyu yamtim le'erev b'chdei sheyasav oichloi. Olefikach tzoich lahamti. Why do you have to wait? The shem ho yahayim kodesh. Maybe today was kodesh lemochol chol. Ubo yamtone b'chdei sheyasav. So that's why you have to wait. So Mamela, but if today's Kodesh is Tamalas, so tonight is Chayil. So you have Amtona Bechdei Sheyasa, because theoretically tonight you're allowed to make Seder. We have Ibch, what are you telling me? No, tonight you're also not allowed to do it. Because maybe tonight is Yontif. So if tonight is Yontif, I don't have any problem whatsoever. We have Ibch, Koshkein, Dav Veloyim Tona Hayim Vatorim. So then you don't even need Amtone. So if you need Amtone, I have Amtone. Maybe you don't need it in Gansu. That was brought the first day. Then you have to wait. That is a suffix. Maybe today is Kodesh. I'm not saying that yesterday was Kodesh and today is Chayil. I'm just saying it's a suffix. And the Mamela was brought the second day. And there was a tzedah the second day, so then there's a shibach de'ishiyasu also. V'teida, I'll prove it to you. The ike milsa derapope le'erev yontav rishon itma. That the ike milsa of rapope was that you wait le'erev yontav rishon. Where do I see this? The trashi d'oma le'kamon. We learned the Gemara Vaita, Hanu b'nei ganone, the gozulu nochi asre b'yontav sheini, b'yontav sheini. That they kar hadasim b'yontav sheini. Le'ulte shori lehu ravine, le'ruchi la'ota. Now, ravine was matter that, by the way, Alma Kosovo, so Rashi explains, what was ravine's svara? Ravine was matter, by the way, don't need b'chdei sheyase. So he held ki bein a berdei sheyase beyond the rishon. The hakim long bekiv kviya diyach the rishon ikar. He says Ravina held even though shnei yamim tovim is not a sofik, but now by us it's no sofik anymore. We're baki bekviya diyach. V'hod of din and trei yomi by us that we make trei yomi is b'shem de sholcha mitam izoru min gaviseicha. So by us, Shnei Yomim Toivim is different than the Shnei Yomim Toivim which once existed in Chutz La'aretz. By them it was Taka Asafik. But by us, it's not even Asafik, it's the Zohar B'minig HaVisaychem. So he held Avo Yomtev Sheini Dekilo B'nei B'chdei Sheyasu. That's what he held. Frekt Rashi Amoyre Dekekash. According to the Bahag, Rapope said that you always wait B'chdei Sheyas of the second day Yontif. You always wait, it's always the B'chdei Sheyas of the second day Yontif. So you see, after the second day, it was Nitzin the first, and you have to wait the B'chdei Sheyas of the second day Yontif. So how could Ravina be Mekel if it was Nitzin that day that you don't even need B'chdei Sheyas? Umaskone in Rabin is wrong also. Kabine Hilchasav Yom Tov Sheini B'chdei Sheyase. The Leis L'Zulzuli Bey. L'Zulzuli Bey. Uchubes HaGoyin Yesh B'yodi Kain Ad Kam Psak. That is the Psak of Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Imashkaches Lu Leitem Lu. Rashi Posak. The Bedover Hanitzed Oy Hanilked B'yom Tov Rishin Shel Golias. The mamtin beyond the shayni b'chdei sheyase v'shoy. The vaday kaim alom b'shnei yontav shel gold yis to shtei kedushas hain. La aloch we zich a pasna shtei kedushas. Namucha chocha b'pei kama de bein ami paskin in nil de b'zem b'teres b'zeh. Alma de shtei kedushas hain. Boho de posik ha popi hilchas a b'rei shein tzodin. De noch is evi doirin li Yisrael. Le erev b'chdei sheyase. You have to wait b'chdei sheyase. O perish b'gundres. The Hainu Le'erev the Yontav Rishon. O Mutter Mimon Evsher, that's also called B'chdei Sheyaso, the Yom Rishon, Koides, Ostake Yom Sheini Choyl, Doshrinen Beyom, So Memele, O Tzvi Anitzit V'yontav Rishon, Lochle B'yontav Sheini. L'kama Nami Gabe Hanu, Ganon Et Shorilu Ravinu Le'ute, Le'orche Be'la'al, Tamak Sovet Chibine, B'chdei Sheyaso, you see from him, that the whole thing B'chdei Sheyasu and beyond the Rishon. The time B'chdei Sheyasu, now Tosfos explains the lumdus of Rashi. The value of the Machloikis, Rashi and the Bahag, but without knowing the Svoris of the Machloikis. Now Tosfos starts explaining. The time B'chdei Sheyasu Meforish HaKuntres Bein Tzodin, K'dei Shelo Yehene Mimelaches Yom. That it shouldn't derive benefit from a malacha that was done in Yontem, that shouldn't have been done in Yontem. Well, if he times it, Vadai yesh lahatir, le'erev Yontem Rishon, b'chdei sheyasu. So, meitzoi Yontem Rishon, b'chdei sheyasu should be mut. Why? The man of shech lo yehenem im leches Yontem. If the whole din of b'chdei sheyasu, they shouldn't derive benefit from a leches Yontem. So this mathematical cheshben is zicha cheshben. Mimon efshich lo yenem im leches yontev kide pirashti. Because since time elapsed from yontev sheini, which is, if the first day was yontev, so the second, you're afraid I'm deriving benefit from yontev, so today is chayil. So memele, so the time elapsed that it could have been done b'meya chayil, so it's not considered that I'm deriving benefit from Malachas Yontav. Ulefize, Nami, so Tosfos says, according to Rashi, if the lumdus is Shelo yehene mi meleches yomte. So Tosfos Amuyim de Kechidish. Ein zoich lahamtim kishir sheyelech v'yotzoid v'yovi. You don't have to take all that time into consideration. Or v'yitloish v'yovi, which could involve 2 hours. Elashir tli shelavat. Because the holy shelo yehene mi meleches yomte. The meloch, it took place in a minute. This man cliche, that's it. How long does it take to be Talish? Shehu berege echad kop, the oz lo yehene mi meleches yomte. It's meiridik. I mean, so it comes out the whole shaila of Ravine. I mean, the whole meduba, how long does it take to be Talish ados, to be Talish adasim? How long? Maybe there was 2,000 hadassim, basically nicht. Because, maybe. There's a bissel schwer. I mean, there was a whole meduber. If you're allowed to be nene right away, if you're not allowed to be nene right away, you need a stopwatch. I mean, so maybe they were talking about 2,000 hadassim. The 2,000 hadassim already, so it took 2 hours. It took 2 hours in order to cut 2,000 hadassim. That's what they needed. But al-koponim, about something that takes a minute amount of time, ain't a hanami. Yeah. V'davke bedavar hanase b'shvil Yisroel tzorich lahamtin b'chdei sheyas. Something that was done for a yid, which shouldn't have been done for a yid. So then there's an Israel, you're not allowed to derive benefit from the melacha that was done and shouldn't have been done. Avo b'peiris hanoishrim. Peiris hanoishrin, if the peiris fell off, so nothing was done. Oisha osa hanochi bishvil atzmoi, so in tzorch b'chdei sheyasa, then there's not even a din of b'chdei sheyasa. Ki da omar b'shabes b'peirik shoyel, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, im roiv nochim b'ir, if roiv nochim b'ir, and the balon was mechamim de melchitz in Shabbos, so the Gemara says, if roiv of the users, of the melchitz meitzoi Shabbos, v'goyim roichitz bo miyad. So Yid is allowed to go to meitzoi Shabbos because the goy was mechamim the melchitz for the goyim, not for the Yid. So memel, then there's no issa bechlau to be nene for melechitz Shabbos. This is a melochit that was done for goyim. Umevashel b'Shabbos, the omar b'shoigik yayochel. Oh, v'chtachtoises, if there's such a musik. Such a halacha that you're not allowed to be nene mi melech Shabbos. Afal gav de nene mi melech Shabbos. Aber kiven de milk, so there you also say, how you allowed to eat in Shabbos? Ye ochel in Shabbos you're allowed to eat it. Ay, ein lucha nene mi melech Shabbos godl mizu. There's no shir b'chdei sheyase. So Tosfos says, kiven de milse de loy shchiche loy gozl bei rabot. Since it's a milsa de loy shchiche loy gozr bei rabot. So memele, so the whole din of b'chdei sheyaset, ayid lo kochen and Shabbos, it's a milsa loy shchiche. Ubahag meforesh, that's how Rashi learned shat. Ubahag meforesh, so the whole time of the Easter ish lo yehen amim lecha Shabbos, so memele b'chdei sheyaset o meitzoi Shabbos enough, meitzoi yontav is enough. Ubahag meforesh, it's oich lahamtem ad meitzoi yontav sheini b'chdei sheyaset, because he learned a different lomdes. V'tam k'dei sheyaset, yesh lefosh, according to him, we'll say a different lomdes. Mishum if a goy did a meloche for ye the first day, shema yoyma Yisrael enochi lasses b'yontav. Maybe if it'll be permissible, yontav sheini. So memele, so ye is going to tell him yontav if it will be permissible, so he's going to go and tell him to do it Yontav Rishon. So he should do it Yontav Rishon. So Memele, that's why they asked Meitzoi Yontav Sheini. V'ze einei shayech elo bedovar hanase b'shvil Yisrael k'demash menami b'perik shayim. So memele, something that a goy, so according to the Bahat, the whole Gemara in Beir, Rav Pope Asel, b'chdei sheyasel, el b'chdei sheyasel, is only speaking about when a goy did a malacha for a yid, And we ask her, maybe the Yid will tell him to do it the first day Yontav, in order he should be sure he'll have it the second day Yontav. So there, in order to avoid this, so they asked it by Tzoy Yontav Shei. Vahi Bartavye, Agimorim, which weiss to his claw, it was Mutter Yontav Sheini, that was Rashi's Raya, Mayri Be'itzid Me'elov. Here it's speaking about a guy didn't do it. No, it's in Me'elov, I day Shei Mitzu, this Prus is Merav Yontav. V'loi Nochi Shehevi Doirin Li Yisrael. Rabbeinu de Shei Leruche Be'el Alta Shem Eles Leibach Dei Shei Yasu Klal Afilu Be'yontav Rishin. But if it was done in Yontav Sheni, Bechlal, there's no din of Bechdei Sheyas.